Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon running for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
I got confidence that our offense is going to go out, and this is no disrespect to the Giants, and we're going to score a lot of points. I mean, that's one of the best head coaches in all of the NFL and one of the best play callers, who I still hate going against in 2 minutes like we do today, because he's really hard to defend. And they're going to get going. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about what we did against the Pittsburgh Steelers on offense. So we're going to be okay.
Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley talking about our play caller, Matt LaFleur, at his press conference yesterday, saying we are going to be okay. And the man who calls these games, my coworker, my good friend, Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers Radio Network, now joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And Wayno, how are you doing today, my friend? It's been too long. It's been 4 days.
Yeah, that's right. We've had enough separation, so it's time to come together.
Do you feel like after we get off the air, you need some separation from me? Do I drive you crazy on the sideline?
Not at all, no. If anything, we don't go to you enough on the sidelines. So we'll try to rectify that as we go forward. Kind of okay. Like what the Packers will try to do with their ground game.
Better keep my mic hot. That's a good idea. All right, you speak about it. Is that the key? I've been trying to speak it into existence this week, that the run game has to get going. But we're really struggling inside at the guard, and now with Sean Ryan moving to say it's going to be difficult sledding, even against a very porous New York Giants defense. How do you see that thing going?
Yeah, and what's amazing to me about this Giants run defense, teams are running right at them, John. I mean, they're going right at them. And that's a defense that has Dexter Lawrence right in the middle of it. And, you know, he's a many times an All-Pro and that kind of thing. And so it's puzzling to me. But they've got a great pass-rushing group up front. Maybe they're not quite as good defending the run, and certainly the numbers would say that. But I would imagine the Packers are going to, you know, try to go right at this defense on the ground. And why not? I mean, until they prove they can stop the run, they give up 152 yards a game, 31st in the league. They're even worse in yards per attempt. 5.5, that's last in the league. They've given up 14 rushing touchdowns. So, yeah, I also think what might happen is maybe we'll see a little more early downs passing. I don't think it'll change the, you know, ratio of run to pass, but I think they may pass it a little bit when normally they've been running. Maybe the stats will tell you that they run on first downs, they run on second down. Well, maybe they'll throw a pass on first down or a couple of passes to kind of loosen things up that way.
Wayne, you talk about calling an early passing down. Matt LaFleur would call that in to the guy that's going to be throwing the ball, is Jordan Love. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Wayne, on the program here. If you take Matt LaFleur away and you take Jordan Love away, Wayne, who on this Packers team needs to step up? Who needs to elevate their game the most in order for this train to get back on the tracks for the Green Bay Packers?
I really think the offensive line in general, but, you know, in particular, Banks, Aaron Banks, the left guard, they're going to have to, you know, Sean Ryan's going to have to hold it down at center. You know, center has not been a position of strength. It hasn't panned out. Moving Elton to center has not been a panacea by any stretch of the imagination. Not that he's played bad, he did not. But, you know, there was obviously a learning curve going on here because he hadn't played center on a regular basis in quite some time. And then, you know, the rest of the offensive line, you've got to be a little bit better, a little stronger. You need to give Josh Jacobs at least the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard beyond before he gets hit. Right now, he's getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, and so it's no reason to wonder why he doesn't have the numbers he had a year ago.
Wayne, we're in a weird spot here with this Packers team. Just 2 weeks ago, they were the number one seed in the NFC. We were talking about Jordan Love for MVP. We were talking Super Bowl caliber defense. And right now, the only thing that looks to be, you know, trending in that same direction is the defense, right? Do you think this team can still go as far as they want just on the backs of the defense?
No, I think it'll take contribution from the offense. And, you know, as good as the defense has been, and they've been really good, because think about this, John, in today's defense in the NFL, if you're not taking the ball away, you're really not defending, right?
Yeah,
they've
good
got
point.
Six takeaways, you know, and for the numbers they posted, I mean, sixth in rushing, 11th in passing yardage, and they're doing it without the benefit of taking the ball away. So they're doing it the old-fashioned way, I would say. Jeff Hafley's team is really working it. I mean, look at the Philadelphia game. And you know, they allowed two, three, four maybe explosive plays at the most. And, you know, that was great defense. They only forced one turnover and they got a fumble. But beyond that, you know, defense today is taking the ball away. Defense today is what Chicago's doing. And I'm not saying they're a great defense, because I saw the Giants move the ball up and down the field against Chicago. But they started turning it over in the second half, and that was the end of the ball game. The Bears were able to rally from a 10-point deficit. But the point is this. Hafley's defense is playing really well when you consider they don't have the benefit of taking the ball away.
Talking with Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. And, Wayne, the Giants have just fired their head coach. Their starting quarterback is now hurt and out for this game with a concussion. Their starting running back is done for the year. Their starting wide receiver, their best weapon offensively, is done for the year. What gives you a moment of pause here looking at the Giants? What scares you in this game?
The new head coach. And not that Mike Kafka's going to change a whole lot. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator. He's got a track record. People know what he's going to do or what his tendencies are. But that spark that a new head coach gives a team, even in 2018 when Joe Philbin took over after they fired Mike McCarthy, that team had an uptick for about 2-3 weeks, you know, where they played much better. And that's what I'm looking at for the Giants. That's the scariest aspect of it. Unscouted looks, I don't know, maybe Matt's preparing for that, but I don't know how many unscouted looks you're going to get at this time of year anyway. From a Giants team that, you know, just elevated its offensive coordinator. But I do think you're going to see an improvement in play by these players. And thus, the Giants are going to be a much better team, in my opinion, Sunday than their record of 2-8 would indicate.
Wayne, when you look at this matchup between the Packers and the Giants, you kind of alluded to it a little bit with the Giants with the new interim head coach, the Packers back-to-back losses, the first time they've done that at home since 2017, really is the tale of two different battles, right, that both of these teams are facing. What's the one thing you'll be watching early that will kind of dictate how this game goes for either one of these teams?
I think moving the ball early, I think that's going to be a big key. And in the Packers' case, getting the ground game going. And like we said, maybe they'll sprinkle in more passes on first and second downs. Maybe. I don't know. That might be the adjustment they make. Maybe not. But I think what the Packers have got to do is establish the line of scrimmage. Not easy, because their offensive line is not it's hurting. There's no doubt about that. But I think really getting this ground game going will flip the switch on this this offense. And I think that's a big part of it. How they do that, I don't know. But I think they've got to do that. And I think it starts up front.
Okay, Wayner, no Jackson Dart. I said that, but now Jameis Winston comes in, and he has a pretty good track record against the Green Bay Packers. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, 123 quarterback rating in 3 games against the Packers. Last time we saw him was down in Jacksonville playing for the Saints. If you remember, week 1, he kind of lit us up. Any concern about Jameis Winston? What do we expect to get here? This is going to be his first time playing this season.
Yeah, first time playing this season. He's a turnover-prone quarterback. He has, you know, I think he's got like 115 or so touchdown passes and 111 interceptions over his career. The reason he's bounced around, he was a high draft pick. If I'm not mistaken, John, Tampa took him with maybe the first pick in the draft or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you know, highly regarded coming out of Florida State. But turning the ball over is a good way to get yourself knocked out in the NFL, and he's done a lot of that over the course of his career. I would hope the Packers make this quarterback pay for it a little bit. 154 TDs, 111 interceptions in his career. His passer rating, 86.4. So, you know, he's capable. There's no doubt about that. But I think playing for the first time, this is going to be an opportunity for the Packers defense to get a few takeaways.
Wayne, the hot topic amongst Packer fans, certainly on social media, national media, and here, of course, on The Fan, is Matt LaFleur and the trying to get work a little bit out of what feels like a slump for him. But from your point of view, from where you're seeing it, and you call the games, there's nobody closer to the action than you. How much of what's happening offensively, in your opinion, is falling on Matt LaFleur or should fall on Matt LaFleur versus the players just not going out there and executing the plays that are being called?
Yeah, I think the execution part of it. You know, there's only so much. We talk about these coaches and their play calling and all that other stuff. They call plays to win. but once they call the play, the coach has nothing to do with it. It's all about the players and execution. So I think that's a big part of it. They have to execute better as players. You know, Matt's going to change things up. He's going to make adjustments as the season goes along and probably starting this week to try to get this group on track. But when it gets right down to it, and John knows this better than I, it's up to the players to execute the plays that are sent in.
You know, not just calling the plays, but managing the game is the other responsibility for Matt LaFleur. And we've had some moments this year late in the game against Dallas, the pass play call against Cleveland, going forward on fourth down against Carolina versus kicking the field goal. And then this past week, fourth down and one in the 2-minute situation with the gun run with Josh Jacobs. How is he doing in that aspect in your eyes?
Well, you know, there have been some moments there, there's no doubt, that you just pointed out. But here's the other thing that I look at. Let's go back to Cleveland, that crucial interception that basically won the game for the Browns. You know, Matt admitted that was a bad play. And I wonder how much leeway Jordan or the coaching staff give themselves to change a play at the line of scrimmage. That play comes in with Aaron Rodgers, and he changes that play right at the line of scrimmage, and they go to something else. And maybe the interception doesn't happen, and then the Packers win the game. The Dallas game, there's no question on the field. I didn't see an urgency of getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly. It almost looked to me like they were playing for a tie, and I know they weren't. But, you know, I think Jordan has to be a little more forceful there in getting his teammates up to the line of scrimmage quickly and getting it done. You know, the fourth down call, it didn't work against the Eagles. And, you know, that you could probably put on the coaching staff, I guess. But it's hard to tell because it's so much of it comes down to, John, the players, once they get the play, what do they do with it? How do they execute it? And that's really what it's all about. And do they beat the defense across from them, or does the defense across from them beat them?
Wayne, you used the term urgency there. Earlier this week, Xavier McKinney at his locker after practice saying, quote, this is a must win. Tucker Kraft, I know he's not playing with the torn ACL, but after wins has said we need to be better. Jordan Love saying we're so close, it's right there. In your opinion, from what you've encountered this week, what's the energy? What's the vibe like amongst the players? What's it like at practices? Is there that sense of, hey, this is it? This is the week we got to get it going, because if we don't, we're already in third place in the division. We're in seventh place going into the NFC playoff picture right now. What's the energy and the vibe like at 1265 this week?
Well, I mean, obviously, they seem pretty consistent. I don't see them being lax at practice or anything like that. I think they are. This is a team that tries its best to prepare its best for these games, and I don't see any drop off on the practice field. Obviously, they know what we know, and this is a game they need to win. Yeah, because coming up, you've got division games. You know, after this, it's Minnesota at home, Detroit on the road on Thanksgiving, Chicago at home. This is the crucial stretch. They need to get this game, though, number one. And then the crucial stretch of I believe, four division games in 5 weeks, that's going to be the season right there. And, you know, so we all went into the Philadelphia game. John, I got to ask you this. You know, we kept saying, well, what did you learn? From that game, I don't know. I learned the Packers have a legit good defense. And from an offensive standpoint, I don't know. I came out with a lot of questions. I don't know about you.
Wayne, I feel the exact same way. I said going into Carolina, we needed to put a beat down. We needed to keep that emotion and good times rolling from the second half of Pittsburgh into Carolina. That didn't happen. And then I thought for sure we would get up for Philadelphia. And for sure the defense got up for Philly, but the offense fell flat again. I am actually kind of at a loss for where we are offensively. I can't believe we're in the spot that we are in just 2 weeks. We went from the fifth best offense in the NFL to the 15th best offense in the NFL. But that's what gives me hope, Wayne, is if it can go that bad that quick, it could also get that good that quick again. So, I mean, Matt LaFleur's had bumpy times in the past. Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love have had bumpy times in the past. And I only have one more thing to say. Toyotathon. It's Toyotathon this weekend, Wayno. We're about to get a really hot Jordan Love going down the stretch for that schedule that you said is going to be gnarly. So I still have hope, Wayno.
Yes, I do too. That's an interesting analogy you brought in there. They must have a sponsorship on the show or something. But hey,
we're working on it.
Personally, I'd like to work Chevy into the deal a little bit more there. But that's okay. It's your show. John, I agree. This thing, they can turn this thing around. There's no question about it. They had two tough games at home. The Carolina game came out of nowhere. They had no business losing that game, but they had no business losing at Cleveland. Mm. They had no business tying Dallas because they were ready to run Dallas out of that stadium before the block PAT in return for a score. That changed the whole game. It really did. And then, you know, the Carolina game, I look at that and it's like, wow. They got burned up on the ground. And to me, I think when we see this defense struggle, it's because they're struggling to stop the run in some cases. And although they have a nice figure against the run, they're giving up less than 90 yards a game, which is good in this day and age. But at times, they're giving up 91.8 yards a game, sixth best in the league. But at times, they've given up some yardage. Last two games, 274 rushing yards, 137 per game. If the Giants get over 100 yards, 120 yards rushing against the Packers defense, we're in a lot of trouble.
All right, last thing for you. I know you're not a prognosticator, Wayne, but I want you to tell us what you think's going to happen. You don't have to give us a score prediction. You don't do that. I know I'm not going to force you into something that you don't do, but I'm just curious, do you have a gut feeling of what we're going to see here on Sunday, or is it still, until they show us, we don't know?
I think they're going to snap out of it this week. I really do. I think they'll move the ball offensively. I think the defense will put the clamps. This Giants offense, you know, you mentioned all the star power they've lost this year to injury, and including the two rookies that just, Scataboo and Jackson Dart elevated this team. I watched tape of the Philadelphia game on that Thursday night in the Meadowlands. They had no business beating the Eagles, but they did because those kids elevated them in that. You know how, better than any of us on this show, how much emotion plays into it. Even on this level, emotion's a big factor, and those kids elevated that team, and they were just wonderful to watch. It was such a fun game to watch them. It's fun to see the Eagles lose anytime, but to see them lose in the Meadowlands to the Giants like that was great. Those guys are gone. They're gone. Jameis Winston, what did you mention? I didn't realize his numbers were that good against the Packers. My goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, a 123 quarterback rating.
I think we're going to break out of it offensively and get the ground game going. And then I think we're going to still play well defensively and well enough to win the game. And I think, hopefully by the fourth quarter, it's pretty much in hand. And that's what I look forward to. And then carry that little bit of confidence into the big game against Minnesota, the even bigger game against Detroit 5 days later, and then the following week against a Chicago Bears team that is really feeling its oats and really playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, I'd like that, and Packer fans would like that. And getting an early dagger, I know you would like that. Are you going to get a nice dinner in New York, or are you just going to go cheap and get some New York-style pizza?
No, I'm meeting a college friend of mine. I'm not sure where we're going to eat, but a longtime college roommate of mine, and he's a broker in New York, and we're going to get together and catch up and have a nice dinner somewhere. So that'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah, he's a broker. That means he's buying dinner. Yeah, I know you.
He should be. Well, although the markets have been hit a little bit in recent days, so I don't know.
You're
he
all
may
too
be
smart.
Crying poor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Wayne, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers. You hear him every Sunday, this past Monday, and on a couple weeks, it'll be on a Thursday, on Thanksgiving. That's Wayne Larrivee. And, hey, he doesn't make predictions, but he thinks the Packers are going to snap out of it. That's good enough for me. We're going to snap to it. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back on the other side, we're going to play a new game. Brandon's buy or sell. He's going to try and sell me some snake oil, I think. I don't know. But you're listening to 9 to Noon live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.